Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning and welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. I know that three-quarters of our listening audience is in some form of vacation today. Not this crew. Not Todd the Radio God. No.
Every day in radio is a day of vacation.
That's right. Because we're living the dream, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
We get a microphone and they call this work. You got to be kidding me. Come on. This isn't work.
Amen.
Kevin in like Flynn is here.
Good morning.
In on holidays.
Ready to go.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I'm Scott, talks a lot, Hannon. So we're ready to go, ladies and gentlemen, on the program.
Poor Scott.
And, no, it's fine. It's fine. I just want to welcome you to Realville, this program, where we don't play the happy talk that others do. Kevin, if you could roll on Fox News right now, Steve Moore is about to open up a can of whoop-you-know-what on Joe Biden on this new jobs report, okay? Just roll on that, if you would.
You got it.
Okay. And U.S. sat at 850,000 jobs in June, and they're spiking the football at the White House. You got to be kidding me. They've done more to destroy jobs than any administration in history in the shortest period of history. It's absolutely ridiculous. And now that this thing is inching, and I mean inching back to reality, it's kind of crazy. So we're gonna be Realville. We'll give you the actual facts you need. We're gonna do radio graffiti to start, which means you can just say anything and everything. You got a minute. I'll set the clock and we'll go. And we're going to give everybody that calls a free MyPillow today. Okay? 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 Okay. Hear that echo? So here you go. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. 800-228-0550. Radio graffiti, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Free MyPillow. Now, after you give us your best minute, stick around and Daniel will take your name and your address so we can mail you a MyPillow on us, okay? Also today on the program, Trent Luce will be here. We're going to talk about Arise USA. He's got a tour going on. You need to know about this. You need to participate. Minocqua Village, Keystone, South Dakota, Pembina County Fair, just a few of the places he'll be. Dr. Carol Sobach's going to be here, Dean of the Gary Thelson School of Business at the University of Mary. We're going to talk about why a business degree today, given where we're at in the post-COVID market, very, very important, especially with baby boomers retiring, all right? And then Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour. Let's go with radio graffiti on What's on Your Mind. Fred and Wing, you got a minute. Go.
Only a minute. Every time there's a lot of stuff that needs to be talked about that guest host you had the other day, Scott. That was...
Well, you tell me about the guest host, and then we'll start your minute. How about that?
Well, yes.
Are you talking about Pat Finkin on Wednesday?
Well, yes, and we didn't get a chance to address it yesterday, and now I just thought maybe some of that stuff should be addressed, what he talked about how we're supposed to all make sure that we don't get involved with the election. And Mike Lindell is a great guy, but let's make sure that the election is over and Trump is president and there was nothing that we can talk about. And then he has Armstrong on there. And Armstrong comes on. I suppose he wouldn't come on when you're on. But now he's on there talking to Armstrong. Armstrong agreed to be on your show. And then he starts talking about how we just can't be involved with these things. We have to make sure that I, as a congressman, I can't be taking up all my time to make sure that I don't have, that I work on this election stuff when there's other stuff in the fire. I'm saying, Kelly Armstrong, you can do both. You're hired to do both. They're both important. Let's not deny one thing that you have to do because you got to do too many other things. That shit doesn't make sense to me. And that's what the whole gist of it was. And then you got the guy on there later on about our voting machines here in North Dakota. And he just basically said that everything's okay, just like they did in every other state where they had problems. And he said that the voting machine couldn't be hacked. That's a bunch of baloney. He said that a voting machine is only a counting mechanism. The guy that came on from the state's attorney's office or wherever it was for the voting, he was official.
Yeah, he was the deputy secretary of state. Yeah. First of all, yeah. all opinions, and we welcome opinions on the program. So Pat's perspective, Kelly, by the way, would have been on with me that day if I'd been there, but I had to be gone. So, and Kelly was on with me at night with the Drought 2021, talk radio town hall. We got that all patched up. So Kelly's coming back on, but there's just opinions, and they're different than yours, and they're different than mine, and you're right to call to say I disagree. That's what the show's all about. You know, that's what's on your mind. I don't mind. All right. Anything else, with your minute? I'll let you use your minute for whatever you want to talk about.
All right. Yes. Ongoing news. One American News is just killing it out there. I know you guys are advertising for Newsmax, but One American News is really doing a good job. And the guy's name is Pearson Sharp, has a report on the vaccines and what kind of problems have come up with these vaccines. And he's using government numbers. 6,000 people have died from it. 400,000 injuries from the vaccine. And now he's got a new report that says that there is no reason for anybody to be vaccinated if you have had natural immunity. And I just wonder if anybody's hearing that. I know One American News has got it on. You can probably find it on the Internet, although I couldn't. It's only coming on One American News. So I just wanted to tell everybody that, Scott.
That's a good network. Wherever you can get it, I agree with you. Right Side RSBN's another one. Newsmax is another one. I mean, this is good. This is good that we have choices for actual news, not, again, this happy talk we get from left-wing indoctrination networks. Fred, appreciate the call. Hang on for the pillow. Partial North Dakota. Jeff, 1 minute, go.
Hey, I just tuned in, and I'm going to key into what that guy just said about the vaccinations. There's so many different ways. Well, a couple of them. Ivermectin, President Trump took that. He was out of the hospital in 2 days. Anybody who promotes that on any kind of media, social media, they're squashed. They're wiped out. They're ruined. And the other one is hydroxychloroquine. Let's look at getting the body to do its natural defenses. We don't need a vaccine that's untested, unproven, and ineffective. That's about all I've got to say right now. Just kind of on the top of my head.
All right, good stuff, Jeff. Thank you. Hang on. We'll get your information so we can get you my pillow. Mark in Fargo, you're next. Got a minute. Go.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our trading with China. You know, our country needs to crush China. They cannot crush us. But we need to put out contracts around the world for goods to be made in other countries. I think it's really tough for Americans to live the way they want to by buying goods always made in our country. Ideally, that would be nice. Most people couldn't afford even a TV set if it was made in our country. But I really wish that we would turn around all the cargo ships, send it back to China, tell China to pound sand, and then put out contracts for the same items that can be made in South Korea or other countries or even our country. I'm sure there's enough innovation out there for people to make goods that are maybe even 20 or 30% higher than what we pay now. I think most Americans could live with that.
Great points, Mark. Hang on for more details on the pillow we'll send your way. And I would tell you this. You said China can't crush us. I think China can crush us if we don't realize China is trying to crush us. And we've been in that mode until Donald Trump finally said, you know what, screw you on these trade deals. You're ripping us off, and we're going to do it differently. And, one of the reasons I believe they did everything in their power to defeat him. Darlene in Riverdale, North Dakota. You got a minute? Go, Darlene.
Well, I'm just really pleased with Mike Lindell that he's doing what he's doing and the problems that he's had, and he's overcome, and he's helping all these people. And I really promote him, and I'm glad he's fighting for past President Trump. I wish that we could do more for him. That's all I got to say.
All right. Would you like a pillow?
Yes, I would.
The best pillow on the planet Earth, darling. Can we send you a MyPillow?
Well, I just want to tell you, I've ordered 6 of them from them for family members for Christmas, and I just love them, but I need some more at my house.
All right, we're going to send you another one, so you got one at your house, okay, Darlene?
Okay.
All right, hang on. This is my benevolence today because of two things. One, the greatest listeners on the face of the earth. We have had a busy couple of days and haven't had a chance to get in, so I want to hear out what's on your mind. So you give me a minute, I give you my pillow, and it's as simple as that, okay? 800-228-0550. We'll do it in another segment in just a moment. Brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You know, I am continually amazed at the wellness statistics, facts, data out there about 20 minutes a day in a sauna, 30 minutes a day in a sauna, 40 minutes a day in a sauna, hot tub, same thing, and how your risk of everything bad goes down from those two very simple things. These are wellness products they sell. Put a splash pool in the backyard. Tell me you don't make memories with that, right? How about an old house and pool table, a shuffleboard? You make memories. Everything's better when you're making memories. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
3 bands, 1 night at the Red River Valley Fair on Friday, July 16th. See Tix, Quiet Ride, and Rat. Rat, Quiet Ride, and Tix at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage for only $25. Get ready to rock all night long to your favorite songs of the 80s. Go to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets today. And get ready for the 10 best days of summer, July 9th through the 18th.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speed with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We have over a million job openings now in construction and manufacturing, for example, and trucking. And Danny, you just can't get people back on the job because they're making more money on unemployment than going back. And by the way,
those are jobs that pay more than unemployment.
I know, but here's
the
point.
More.
You know, wait, hold on, Austin. If you look at the states that had the biggest decline in unemployment in the last jobs report, it's the states that have stopped paying these increased unemployment
benefits. No.
In Texas, I have a good hold on. In Texas, I have a good friend lives right across the street from an employment agency, and he said for 3 months people haven't been going in and looking for jobs. And as soon as the governor ended the unemployment benefits, guess what? So now there are lines outside the door of people looking for jobs.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Of course.
No.
That guy saying no was Austin Goolsbee, was Obama's one of his economic advisors. These people are so naive. Look, there have been more jobs open than people seeking jobs, and that is with the cushy unemployment benefits that, again, are incentivizing staying home. Now, North Dakota just in the last few weeks here took these extra benefits away. Just did. Now, I still can't get my mind around why we even did it for day one. Because even all the way through COVID, there were more jobs open than there were people looking for jobs.
Great point.
So we didn't need them at all. But whatever. We fixed that error now. And as he said, every state that does it, then people come back looking for work. It's just natural. So the idea that, 850,000 jobs created. No, 850,000 jobs came back from sitting on the couch eating Cheetos and getting paid to do it. This isn't something you celebrate. This is something you go, Cal, dang it, we should have done this a year ago. You can't make it up. They're stuck on stupid. It's unbelievable. Friday lunch specials at PetroServe USA. You ready? Meatballs in Yulin, chicken pot pie in Glendon, NP Avenue Chef's Choice today. They tell me it's really good. It's so good they can't say it on the radio. Sloppy Joe's at 12th Avenue and I-29. Two Sloppy Joe's and Chips in Harwood. Lasagna with garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Valley City pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. Exit 292, head north. All right, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Tim's on the road. Lay it on me, Tim. You got a minute? Go.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about how privileged I am being white. My great-grandparents were in Germany, and in the 1870s, they were facing starvation, religious persecution, and more. And so the Russian government offered them free land, freedom from being in the military, and freedom of religion. So they went to Russia to settle the land. And no government assistance or anything. And they made it on their own until the Russian government started reneging on it and forced them into the military, took their food away from them to feed the military, and started persecuting them for their religion, so they moved to the United States. My parents were born in 1915. My dad worked construction until he was 75 years old. And when they went to school, if they spoke German in school, they got slapped with a ruler. And I started working when I was 14 years old for 25 cents an hour, and I couldn't wait till I was 16 so I could get 75 cents an hour and work until midnight. When I was 17, I went to Minneapolis to work, and I lived a block off of Hennepin Avenue and three blocks off of Lake Street, and I worked there for a summer. Then I came back to Bismarck, and the next 2 years, 18 and 19, I worked road construction. Then I went down to Southeast Colorado, worked for a power company down there. Then I went back up to North Dakota out of steel at the Little Yellow Building, worked for a power company there. And every time we went to Wishing, Napoleon, those places, and worked and had coffee, everybody in the restaurant there was speaking German. And then I got a job with a power company in Bismarck, and I worked there for 40 years. And so I guess if that's privilege, that's what I am. But with all these illegal immigrants coming into the country and getting shipped all over the United States, if any of them break into my house and try to take what I have because they think they should have it for free, they're not going to leave. They're going to be done.
Well, what you just described is such a great example of how this argument is just stupid. Again, it's just stuck on stupid insanity. I'll tell you what white privilege is. If Tim here, with that kind of record, owned the African nightclub in Fargo, as a white guy, he'd be shut down right now because the place is a crime-infested cesspool. And because it's owned by black owners, the city commissioner of Fargo and the Fargo Liquor Control Board is tapping all over the place to say, hello, well, how about a $500 fine in a couple of months? You lose your liquor license. No! I mean, how in the world you can't shut that place down when the whole neighborhood isn't doing this? People have been shot out front of the place, but that's white privilege. If it was white, common sense would have prevailed. You say, sorry, you don't have your liquor license anymore. You're done. It's gone. Just one example that comes to mind. It's exact opposite of everything we're talking about here. It's the exact opposite. And when you let them control the narrative, as we do as conservatives, because we're afraid of being bold and speaking out and standing up for what's right and what we believe in, this is what happens. It's nuts. Tim, great example. Appreciate you calling. Hang on for your free My Pillow. Let's go to Roseau, Minnesota. And Beverly, you got a minute. Go!
Hi. I am so sick and tired of the witch hunt against President Trump and his family. This Democratic Party is not going to be happy until they have the president behind bars. And it's just making me sick. I am 59 years old. I've never seen America behave this way. The media used to be the watchdogs. Now they're the lapdogs. And it's like we're transitioning into Nazi Germany prior to the outbreak of World War II. And it's like this AOC and her crew, I'm sorry, they need a muzzle. That woman couldn't spew an intelligent word if it fell in her lap. And if that's what all of our universities are for, then we need to pull our kids and put them in a trade school. Because this is ridiculous. And as far as Mike Lindell goes, Mike Lindell is a hero to me. That man, he doesn't care how you come at him. He fights for what's right. And I have his stuff throughout my house. And yes, thank you, Scott. I'll take another pillow. And other than
you got it. You got it, Beverly. And you tell you what, how about this 70-some-year-old lawyer in handcuffs because he's a lawyer for the Trump Organization?
Wow.
Over some paperwork shuffle. It is disgusting. How many times do they have to be wrong before you don't listen to them anymore is what I want to know. Hal in West Fargo, you got a minute. Go.
Yes, happy Independence Day, Scott.
And
I want to mention that I'm really proud of Kevin McCarthy standing up to the Democrat narrative on the floor of the U.S. Congress. Boy, you know, I just kind of, first time I heard that, you know, I just swelled up with pride. You know, here they are tearing down monuments of historical figures, going around thinking they can change attitudes that way, you know, trying to change language and books, trying to change curriculum in schools. And Kevin McCarthy comes out and says, well, are we going to disband the Democrat Party? Because they were behind all this stuff all along in every step of the way, whether it was slavery, Civil War, whether it was the Jim Crow laws, and so on.
Good points. Good points, Hal. Hang on. We'll get you that free My Pillow. Okay, don't go anywhere. Hang on a moment. We'll get that for you. And it's been great fun today, folks. Good session. Good round session. Some special guests coming up and much more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind, Friday Holiday Weekend Edition.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go on online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosser at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosser, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday praised President Biden's federal response to the collapse of a condo building in the coastal suburb of Surfside, Florida. Speaking at a command briefing near the site of the deadly disaster Thursday, DeSantis said the president had recognized the severity of this tragedy from day one, and you've been very supportive, end quote. As violent crime surges across America, a judge on Thursday ordered Minneapolis, Minnesota to hire more police officers after ruling in favor of a group that had sued the city council over a rise in crime. Hennepin County District Judge Jamie Anderson said the city needs to have at least 730 by June 30th, 2022. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States expressed concern on Thursday over a report that China is building more than 100 new silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles near the city of Yumen. USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Former President Trump has started his Save America rallies. The big media won't carry the rallies live. Even Fox News isn't carrying them. But Newsmax is carrying Trump live, including his big rally tomorrow from Florida. Newsmax, the only major cable network with live coverage of the Trump rallies. Now, you can get Newsmax on all major cable systems. RTC, that's Reservation Telephone Co-op. Dactel. NDTC. NCC, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, Dish, AT&T, Fubo. Just check your cable guide. But if you're a Midco customer, they refuse to carry Newsmax. Now, Midco carries 11 liberal news channels but doesn't carry Newsmax. So you can let Midco know you're not happy and you can switch. Do like I do. Watch Newsmax every day. Real news, absolutely love it. Make sure you sign up for the Trump list on Newsmax and get the latest info on his big announcements. All you need to do is text the word REMIND to 39747, 39747, okay? And join the Trump list now. If you want to watch the big rally tomorrow on Newsmax, just text REMIND to 39747. I love those little reminders. Trump rally on now. I fire up my app and it's right there at the lake on the pontoon. Doesn't matter. 39747 to join Take Back America, the help of Newsmax. I want to bequeath a minute while we're waiting for Trent Luce to Lauren Boebert. She represents District 3 in Colorado. And the Democrats in the U.S. House are busy trying to lament how gun violence is out of control. No, violence is out of control because the Democrats enable it. Encourage it. All right? And so they're running around saying, look at how many guns are selling. Well, how's that? More guns means less crime. How's that a problem? But she came up with a great way to recognize this crazy narrative from the left. Lauren Boebert, roll.
Thank you very much to my friend and the gentleman from Georgia, Andrew Clyde, for putting this together. Madam Speaker, I want to begin this evening by thanking my Democrat colleagues for their outstanding work in encouraging millions of Americans to celebrate their Second Amendment rights by purchasing their first, second, or even 100th firearm. From the left's riots in cities across America to Biden's threats to strip away our basic constitutional rights, Democrats are single-handedly responsible for the sale of tens of millions of firearms. Bravo. Well done. And I hear that the interest has begun to peak when it comes to the sale of F-15s. Now, I have some questions for these freedom haters. When are you going to call on the chief executive, the basement dweller, to hold his own son accountable for his gun crimes? Hunter Biden lied on a federal firearms application, which is punishable by up to 10 years and a $250,000 fine, of which 10% will not be going to the big guy. Rules for thee, but not for my crackhead, Parmesan-smoking, gun criminal son. What about the disposal of Hunter Biden's gun in a back alley dumpster? And why was the Secret Service involved in locating this firearm? Can you just imagine for half a second if Donald Trump Jr. was involved in firearms crimes and his dad ordered the Secret Service to cover it up? That's just the start of the hypocrisy. Biden will call widely purchased firearms weapons of war, but then he'll tell you that you need an F-15 or a nuke to keep the federal government in check. He will target so-called merchants of death, but celebrate the 600 abortion clinics across America. This regime will encourage riots, defund the police, and try to take away Americans' right to self-defense. Madam Speaker, the American people are not on board with the Biden regime's hypocritical gun grabbing. Instead, they are buying guns at a record rate. So my colleagues from the other side, they can keep running their mouths, and we will keep adding to our arsenals. Thank you, gentlemen. I yield back.
Is that not priceless?
Awesome.
And again, please, Joe Biden supporters, please, Democrats that enabled all of this to happen, can you tell me how Hunter Biden deserves a pass and a 70-some-year-old lawyer is in handcuffs? Are you kidding me?
Nope. They cannot.
And by the way, we've seen what's on that laptop. How is the FBI not? How is Congress not? 10% for the big guy meant kickbacks for Joe Biden. We know the Secret Service had to go find a gun he dumped. We know he lied on those forms. You know, I have CNBC, MSNBC, and CNN on today. Nothing on this, guys. I can find nothing on this.
No.
They're jumping up and down about the U.S. economy adding 850,000 jobs in June when it should have added, you know, 1.8 million, given what we've lost. Beating predictions. Oh, it's so great. Happy talk everywhere. While we're waiting, oh, there he is. The great Trent Luce is here, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Trent Luce is joining us to tell us about his calendar, which is full of Arise USA events. How are you, sir?
I just show up every morning to see where my calendar has me. I rarely know. I'm fabulous.
Well, good. I'm glad you are, and you're looking every bit fit and fit, ready to take on the world here. Tell us about your calendar. Where are you going to be? You're going to be in Minocan Village. I know you're going to be at the Pembina County Fair. I know you're going to be in Keystone, South Dakota. What's going on?
Today, we are in Sundance, Wyoming at the Crook County Courthouse. Tomorrow, we're going to be just meandering around Rapid City, Deadwood, Custer with 5 tour buses, taking some of our friends on a little ride. And then Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on the 4th day of July, Independence Day 2021, at 8 o'clock, we'll do a cowboy church. And after the Cowboy Church at 10 o'clock, we're going to have one of our Arise USA regular performances. 2 o'clock, we'll have singing in the park. This is all taking place in the city park in Keystone. And then at 6 o'clock, we are going to redo what we did at 10 o'clock. That's what's happening through the weekend. Monday, Fort Pierre, South Dakota. Tuesday, Minocan Grove. Thursday, Pemba County Fair. So, yeah, that's kind of busy.
It is. And, you know, most of our audience probably closest to Keystone, Monocan, or Pembina County Fair, obviously. What is an Arise USA event? What do you want to accomplish with these, Trent?
Very simply, bringing the nation back to God and country. It's called Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour, Faith, Family, and Freedom. And we simply want to partner with people at the grassroots level to take this country back one county at a time. We started May 17th. The overall plan is 117 days, 90 stops in 48 states. And we're running with 5 tour buses. Sheriff Richard Mack is one of our headline speakers each time. Robert David Steele is the visionary behind making this happen. And my closer has become a true partner, Kevin Jenkins, who comes to us from Newark, New Jersey. It's all about faith, family, and freedom.
So needed at this time, isn't it? What has been the reaction so far when you do this? What do you get from the grassroots? Thank you. We're on board. Let's do this.
So I get the same exact question every single night, and it's more of a statement. And the statement is, this was so good. I just wish it would have had more people here. And so I started pretty much every evening by saying, here's what I don't want to hear afterwards. I don't want people to come up to me and say, this was really good. I just wish there would have been more people here. The people that needed to be there, whether that be 50 or 5,000, are here. And to be honest, it's not going to be 90% that stand up and take this country back. It's going to be like the revolution. We're going to have 13% that are going to go do the work and inspire others in their county to do the same thing at the school board, at the county commissioner meetings, empower the sheriff and remind them that this document that I pack around in my pocket all the time called the United States Constitution says that everything starts at the local level, and we've got to flip this political system upside down. And we're not the only tour out there doing that. I understand there may be as many as a dozen doing that. And I don't care how many there are. We just, each one of us need to find our inspiration and our confidence to go stand up. And it's just quite simple. What's going on here? Show up at the meeting and say, what's going on here? And that holds those elected officials accountable.
Glad you're doing it. You had a chance through that tour to see some of the worst in the way of drought. Give me a little sense of how bad it is, Trent.
The drought is severe. It's historic in many places that we've been, from New Mexico, Arizona, into California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, the most severe drought that we've seen. But the real issue is that all of that area, Scott, is called a desert. It's a high desert. And a desert means there's not much water. The real drought that we're finding is a drought of common sense, because our forefathers 100 years ago saw the need to capture the water when it comes and be able to use that. For example, the Klamath Falls River irrigation system at Klamath Falls, Oregon. They have 50%. They have enough water to give to the farmers to produce the food that they need for 2021, but they were told you can get no water. You can get no water from a system that farmers built for the purposes of irrigation. Now it's been hijacked by government, and they're saying we can't give the farmers water because the fish need the water to get to the ocean. That in itself is the problem. So the drought is severe. It's heart-wrenching. Today, my friend Ogden Driscoll, where we're going in Sundance, Wyoming, he sold half of his cow herd last week. All through Montana, I went to ranch after ranch after ranch where people are talking about they're going to have to sell 50% of their herd. It is severe. But the real drought is the common sense and what's happening in the political system that is not allowing the farmers to use the best management practices that our forefathers saw was in need.
Yeah, North Dakota would be a prime example. There is a promise from the federal government, hey, build this dam and we'll get water to the east. Hasn't happened. You know, environmental extremists stop it everywhere. And that is a huge drought of common sense. You're absolutely right. All right, one more time on where and when you'll be for a Rise USA trip.
So today, Sundance, Wyoming. Sunday, July the 4th, Keystone City Park. Most people don't know, Scott, that Mount Rushmore is actually in Keystone, not Rapid City. Monday, Fort Pierre, South Dakota, at the Casey Tibbs South Dakota Rodeo Center. Monocan Grove, everybody knows where Monocan Grove is, just east of Bismarck. That's on Tuesday, July 6th. July 7th, Pembina County Fair in Hamilton, North Dakota. And somebody said I should just go to the border and set up right on the northern border and blast the Arise USA message into Canada. I'm still thinking about that.
I think they're beyond help, but we got enough corners of the USA.
Where did you get that idea, Trent?
Where's Mitchell at?
There he is, Todd the Radio God, right there. Trent Lewis, God bless you in these travels.
God.
Oh my gosh, goodness. We're glad you're on that wall.
Start there, Scott, or I'd have been a mess.
I know. What's on your mind?
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution: polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Generous, generous Jerry. She's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. She's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be eating. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapiton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July 2021 auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land in the northern edge of Bismarck. And don't forget, in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap iron. Go to Pfeiffer's.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm a chicken fryer, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh,
well, let's see, it's Friday, right? It's a holiday weekend. Gotta go decide what's gonna be on the Barbie due to the fried chicken.
jeans check?
Barbie?
When did you become
Australian?
Well, you know, it works. It works. Be safe this weekend, folks. Have a good time out there. If you're driving somewhere, buckle up so I don't have to read about you in the Highway Patrol report that says passenger ejected from the vehicle and fatality number blah, 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 blah. So buckle up.
Hate those. Hate those.
You ever read them? Every time there's a fatality, there's somebody wasn't buckled up. You know,
yep.
It is just unbelievable. And by the way, sounds like a multi-car accident, still a mess up at Highway 2, Grand Forks, the airport road there. Highway 2, that would be west of Grand Forks, been closed for a long time because of a multi-vehicle accident. Big mess there. So we're working on getting you more details on that, but that just happened last hour. All right, let's see here. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers, and I'm looking ahead of July auctions on tap here. McKenzie County, North Dakota, 40 acres. Exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 160 acres. 65 acres of potential development land, northern edge of Bismarck. And, of course, Cooperstown, July 15 and 16, the two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap wire. Go to Pipers.com to find out more. Carol Slovak is here. Dr. Carol Slovak is the dean of the Gary Therelson School of Business at the University of Mary. And we're going to talk about business degrees and why they are very needed now, very practical now, and the benefit of a business degree in the post-COVID market as well, because baby boomers are retiring, some even a little earlier than they expected given the COVID experience. So it's the age of the great resignation. You got to be ready for that. Dr. Slovak, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you for having me, and thanks for what you do. I don't know if you get that a lot, but thanks for what you do.
Appreciate that very much, and we enjoy what we do and enjoy doing it with our listeners, who, by the way, are waiting to weigh in here, and Senator Kevin Cramer coming up next hour, so Lyle in Fargo wants to ask him about racial issues. Matt and Stanley wants to talk unemployment. Ron and Mandan about Biden's executive orders. So you hold tight, folks, because we're going to get to the questions for Senator Craver coming up here in just a little bit. So a business degree is going up in value in the post-COVID era. Explain that for us, Carol.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I think anybody is really looking for a return on any investment. And that business degree is everything that we're involved in is business, right? I mean, everything that we do is business. And so having that knowledge and really that skill set that you can get from a college education, particularly an experiential and project-based education, is going to go a long way in your earning potential as you continue on with your career.
And a business degree at the University of Mary, Gary Therelson School of Business, comes in many shapes and sizes and really meets the needs of the students, right? I mean, there are all kinds of ways to get that business degree, even up to, you know, a master's. Explain that, Carol, how you guys deliver that education differently at UMary.
We do that both in the traditional and non-traditional arenas. So we do online. We do hybrid if somebody needs that. We really look to accommodate the flexibility of what the student needs. It's important for everybody to know that if this is the way that they need in order to complete their degree or that they want to get that degree, whether that's a master's, and we're currently in with the Higher Learning Commission to get a doctor in business administration, so really adding the advanced skill set that people are, and particularly businesses are looking for, it's critical in this day and age.
Online, on campus, different campuses to choose from, got a great arrangement, very unique with the university, or Arizona State University, rather, at Tempe. You know, you can be a UMary student at ASU. I mean, there's just so many different ways to access that that education. And this baby boomer retirement surge was already kind of the 800-pound gorilla of the workforce, and now even accelerated because of COVID. Talk about that a moment.
You know, we're talking to businesses all the time, and things that they struggle with is trying to attract new individuals, but it's also the retention of their existing individuals. And I think COVID, with the work at home or remote locations, has allowed a lot of people to sit back and say, is this something that I want to continue to be a part of? And it was Fast Company that first reported this great resignations, era of great resignation, where more and more people are saying, hey, maybe it's time for me to tap out. Great opportunities, and I tell my younger students, great opportunities for you as these baby boomers, and not even baby boomers, your Gen X and Gen Y are looking at removing themselves from a typical, what we would see as a typical workforce and doing more gig. This gig economy is wild. They'd rather work two jobs than to land on a career with one. And so we have to really be aware of what's going on, the trends that are going on in terms of work. And it's great for us to be able to be on the cutting edge of those to assist people and, again, be where they're needed.
Tell folks how they can find out more about a business education at the Gary Thurlson School of Business at UMary.
Well, that's through www.umary.edu. And they can certainly get a hold of me here at the school. Again, I'm the only Carl on the campus. And so if you call and say, hey, Carl, I want to know about the degrees that the University of Mary has to offer, we'll certainly help you out. And again, if it's a question, just hey, I want to complete a degree, that'd be great for us to help you and take a look at your transcript and see what it would take to help you formulate that.
Call Carl. UMary, simple as that. Go online, umary.edu. Carl Slovak, Dr. Carl Slovak, Dean of the Gary Thurlson School of Business. Thank you, sir. Good to chat with you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange. The same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.